So it's like 50 and rainy here, which I know it's not going to be in the beautiful indoor climes of the Beef O'Brady's Bowl in St. Pete. But at the same time, I would like to say formally, fuck this weather in the eye.
I would like for it to warm up or snow, because this is half-assed weather. I'm looking at bowl games trying to figure out which bowl game this is. This is Little Caesars Pizza Bowl weather, despite not being in Detroit. This is half-assed cardboard weather.
I know, because at least with snow, you get the delightful mayhem of snow shutting everything down and or people trying to live in the middle of it. This is
especially
just like,
where we live in geographic region.
Because remember, Atlanta had 8 snowplows and then immediately cut. We had 4 snowplows, and when Snowmageddon.
They had 6, but they lost 2 because of this.
Yeah, and
we're talking about the storm year before last when we got stuck in Baltimore.
Hofflanta, yes. The infamous Hofflanta storm of 2 years ago when 2 of the 4 snowplows collided with each other on the way out. In the parking lot, reducing Atlanta's snow clearing capacity by 50% instantly as a city. Well done. I think we're supposed to talk about the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
The Beefs of the Southern Wild.
Beefs of the Southern Wild. This is going to be... this is a great game for one reason and one reason only. You get to hear professional announcers intone with great dignity the name of UCF's quarterback... A favorite of yours,
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles,
who scored the first touchdown of 2012, which we're now calling Bortles Ball.
Yes, and UCF, by the way, an absolutely—I don't want to say they're a horrendous team to watch, but I'm going to say that they're a horrendous team to watch.
I mean, who's going to beat you up over that, George O'Leary?
The like 23 really insane UCF fans. By the way, UCF fans, to this day, I'm impressed with their inability to fan.
I never think of ride or die as being not a compliment, but I feel like it is when it comes to them. Does that make sense?
It does.
Although like they're ride or die, but in a bad way.
Yeah, they're kind of in that, you know, when adolescent males begin experimenting with violence, they really don't know how to estimate risk versus loss, right? Like
they're painting anarchy signs in whiteout on their like notebooks and shit,
right? And sometimes they're like, yeah, you know, I'll fight a dude who's bigger than me because he called me a bitch. Like, you learn not to do that because it's a waste of your time. But that's what UCF fans are like. You get an indefinite pronoun wrong in one of their articles and they're like, yo bitch, you best respect UCF. And they all do talk like Jesse Pinkman, by the way. All of them. They all talk like Aaron Paul in Breaking Bad. So that's me saying that I don't really look forward to watching this game, even though I really should, because Pete Lembo is part of the game.
My personal Twitter pal, Pete Lembo. I know you're listening, buddy.
Bro, yeah, you are the Lembo stick, the measure for all that is excellence in Ball State football. They are, I mean, to be fair, these are two pretty good football teams. They're pretty good.
Yeah, Ball State went 9-3, and 9-3 in this year's MAC is really difficult to do without a lot of people noticing it. But it's funny how under the radar they managed to slide while going 9-3, because we had things like, you know, Ohio's undefeated run, you know, NIU making the Orange Bowl, Kent State turning out to be a team capable of winning football games. They went 9-3, and almost nobody talked about them.
Yeah,
including me, and this is my job.
Yeah, and you should know this. Pete Lembo's done a very good job there.
Oh, he has, absolutely.
He really has, especially because you know they could have. They don't really have a lot of weapons. they don't have.
No, they don't. They don't have any. They don't have any super big. Their biggest standout, like if you ask me to just start naming players, I can name you their kicker before anybody else. They have the nation's number 2 kicker in Steven Schott.
Hey. Just like LSU, so that's a fine comparison. Power programs.
Should I be putting a little black armband around Brad Wing at the top of the banner?
Yeah, I think you will never accomplish anything as noble as that. Ever.
Hey, speaking of noble, this is not a segue, but I just realized that you have a second reason to watch this game, and that's to hear announcers say Beef O'Brady's many, many times on the air and maybe mention some of Beef O'Brady's famous menu items.
The Beef O'Brady's menu, always a source of great joy for us.
Now, I will say that this year I went through preparing my annual Beef O'Brady's real or fake menu item quiz. Somebody in marketing has gotten to them.
Yeah, gone because they're all
the Nachos O'Brady. Nachos O'Brady are gone.
They're all real factual.
Gone are the signature Irish limeades. I really had to dig this year to come up with really just appalling sounding menu items, but I did, and I have two quiz questions for you if you're ready to take those.
I am ready.
All right. Okay, I'm going to give you four. This is how this works. If you've never heard this before, what we do is I give out three menu items, two of which are real, one of which is fake, and then Spencer tells me which one is real.
I'm ready.
Okay, ready? All right, first one. We're going to do a warm-up with our grand tradition. O'Brady's tacos, cheesy bacon pub chips, corned beef wontons. What is fake?
I will say the first.
No, you get this wrong every fucking year. Corned beef wontons are fake. They could be in this menu.
They should be real. That's my
every
argument.
Year. This is the one that trips everybody up. Corned beef wontons are not real. But now we have to make
so
them.
Much sense to make a corned beef wonton. It's right. So unnecessary that it has to be real.
Okay. Second question. The steak burrito with the in scare quotes, like it's the Ohio State University.
Mm-hmm.
A fresh Angus cheeseburger wrap or a beefalo chicken sandwich?
I'm going to go with the fake item, beefalo chicken sandwich.
Oh, correct. That's not real, but it could be.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say this should be. I think these should all be. Beef O'Brady's is leaving money on the table by not taking our fake recipe items, our fake menu items.
And I mean, seriously, this is from a place that marketed signature Irish limeades for the first however many years we've been doing this increasingly ill-advised podcast series. So it's not like they're above this.
Yeah, no, you're not. No. Beef O'Brady's.
Okay,
settle
last
down, Beef
question. You ready? You're ready? You're one and one.
Anything.
All right, we have the OMG pretzel roll sliders. The O is not in apostrophes there, and I don't really know why. The cocktail named Beef O'Rita and the bubble and squeak steak nuggets.
Your weakness for Britishism betrays you. It's the bubble and squeak. That's the fake
one. I don't
even
know if that's actually Irish. This is probably a thing I should know. There's going to be a real butthurt discussion in the comments over this by the time.
It's Irish or English. Whatever, cold, malnourished white people.
Best question is to name the five commenters who will be most angered by that, and I can name them all in my head.
It's yeah, it would be the bubble and squeak, because you and I both have a weakness for stupid British things.
Those are fake, but on the bright side, that means Beef O'Rita is real. Beef O'Rita is the one holdout from our original pub quiz that is still there.
I will say this, I really enjoyed looking over the menu. The newly advertised ability to get guacamole pretty much with anything.
Oh, I know. You can also add an extra beef patty to almost any dish, even dishes that do not come with a beef patty to begin with.
That and I would also recommend they named one the Watterson, because they're getting classy now, you know?
Wait, is that okay? Which Watterson is that name? Is that named after like Bill Watterson?
I suspect not. He would sue so fast over that. Bill Watterson's my hero because he was really famous and then was like,
total
I'm
asshole.
Done and pulled up the gate for humanity. Just pulled up the drawbridge, told everyone to fuck off, and has nothing to do with anyone.
Swimming Scrooge McDuck style alone in his money pool and seemed perfectly happy to be there.
I really hope he has a Calvin pissing sticker on the back of his car. That would be
delightful.
What
if it's just like a little spiraling vortex, like turtles all the way down, but it's little Calvin pissing stickers.
All the way down.
Calvin pissing on a Ford logo, pissing on a Chevy logo, pissing on a Dodge Ram.
I imagine that he likes to do this, cruising around in a car on his private manse, drinking and driving. Perhaps enjoying a Bloody O'Brady, which you'll never guess, is a Bloody Mary you can purchase at Beef O'Brady's.
That's fake.
Your mom's fake.
She's listening to this.